The Supreme Court has handed a firm rebuke to 8 state attorneys general, including New York's, in a case that touched on climate change and business. By an 8-0 margin, the High Court ruled states don't have the power to force power plants in other states to emit less carbon dioxide. WNYC's Ilya Maritz explains.
To understand this case, you have to go back in time to the year 2004. George W. Bush was president, and Eliot Spitzer was New York's attorney general. Spitzer and the AGs of 7 other states were concerned that the Bush administration wasn't doing enough to stop power plants from belching greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. They decided to jointly sue 4 power companies, only there was no statute on the books the power plant's operators could be accused of breaking. So the AGs resorted to public nuisance law. Michael Gerard is director of the Center for Climate Change Law at Columbia Law School.
They were suing under old doctrines growing out of old England that allowed neighbors to sue each other when they're causing injury to their property.
So the reasoning went, if a power plant spews carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, it's contributing to climate change, potentially causing havoc for farmers and insurers and lots of other people, and the state can sue to halt the damages. That reasoning didn't stand up in court. In an opinion on Monday, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg wrote, "The federal government already has authority to regulate greenhouse gases through the Clean Air Act. There can't be a parallel track for states to do the same thing." A setback, then, for the attorneys general. But Michael Gerard, who favors robust regulation of greenhouse gases, is not really dismayed. He notes that in 2007, the Supreme Court affirmed the Environmental Protection Agency's power to limit greenhouse gases. Then President Obama took office, promising change.
He told EPA that it should regulate greenhouse gases. So this kind of lawsuit is a lot less important now than it was when it was first brought.
This year, the EPA began issuing regulations on CO2 emissions. Some in Congress want to strip the agency of that power. If that happens, Gerard predicts, the state attorneys general will sue again. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Maritz.